Thanks, Murray. Thanks, Esther. And thank you. Well, the advertisement was trying to tell me how I should buy my Christmas gifts. Forced smiles just won't do. That was the tagline. I think it was Toys R Us, but I'm not quite sure because I have not yet been able to put my finger on that ad. But it said, forced smiles won't do. That was the tagline. It was trying to tell me that it would not do for me to buy my kids Tinker Toys and Bobbsey Twin books. I needed to buy them something cool. Forced smiles just won't do. Because, I mean, really, what do you want? On Christmas morning, you're sitting around the Christmas tree with your family, the hearth gently burning the fire within the hearth. I hope your house isn't on fire on Christmas morning. Family gathered around, you're basking in the warmth of the moment, and your child takes this present in his or her hands, and you just can't wait to see their expression, and they take off the wrapping paper ever so expectantly. I have two kids. They totally don't take off wrapping paper that way. Bang, 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 bang. Wow, Dad. Thanks for these really nice socks. Forced smiles just won't do. I've noticed that this is a pretty common trend in advertising recently. Give a good gift so that you don't look like a boring old stick in the mud. Give a good gift so that you get the reaction that you want to see, right? Your loved ones bouncing up and down with joy saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe you got me this one. Remember that Best Buy commercial? Do you have any of the, I love this, I love this. How about this? Give a good gift so that you can win Christmas. Have you heard that expression? I saw Winners, actually, the store Winners had that in their tagline. Give a good gift so you can win Christmas. Winning Christmas means you give the best gift that everybody looks and goes, wow, that was by far the best gift. You succeeded in winning Christmas. I've won Christmas a couple times in my house. Do you notice, though, that in each of those circumstances, giving a gift is all about me? It's all about showing what a good gift giver I am, or getting the people to respond to me in the way that I want, or making people think that I'm generous. And man, don't even get me started about obligation gifts. Like, I kind of feel like this person might give me a gift, and so I better get them a fruit basket so they don't think that if I give them nothing, if they give me a gift, then I won't feel bad that I wouldn't give them anything. You know that situation? I confess that a lot of my thinking about this has come from me looking into my own heart the last couple of years. I wanted to give a good gift so that I could win Christmas. I wanted to give a good gift so that my wife or my kids or my mother-in-law would think I was a generous guy or be impressed with me. And that just kind of makes me sad. Whatever happened to giving a gift to someone to show them that you love them? What we're celebrating at Christmas time is God giving a gift. Mary, Joseph, Zechariah, Elizabeth, all of this works together to show that God was giving us this gift, Jesus. John writes about it in his first letter. It's not the sort of verse that you often hear at Christmas time, but I think that it sums up Christmas perfectly. 1 John 4, 9, and 10 says this: this is how God showed his love among us. Think about what Esther and Murray have just read. That's how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved him, but that he loved us and gave his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sin. The baby in the manger is how God showed his love for us. That baby in the manger who will grow to live a perfect life and then die on a cross as a sacrifice for my sin and for your sin, that's how God showed his love among us. Think about what a tremendous gift of love that is. Not that we loved him. Not that we were showering God with obedience and praise and love for our neighbor and he felt somehow obligated to get us something nice. No, quite the opposite. We were ignoring him and putting our own agendas first. And when we did that, we broke relationship with the God who loved us, who knit us together in our mother's womb, and who cares for us. We were, in effect, enemies of God. And yet, this is how he showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world. Our insistence on going our own way earns us death, but the gift of God is life in Jesus, and it is freely given. I know you've probably heard that before. Have you made it your own? Christ, the baby in the manger, bound for the cross, is how God showed his love for you. God loves you sacrificially, lavishly, unconditionally. Do you know that? God has shown his love in a little place called Bethlehem. And he shows his love to us in a little place called Salt Springs. Has it gripped your heart? Has it shaped you? Because forced smiles won't do. This is an amazing gift. Reconciliation with God, his constant presence with us in this life and eternal life to come. Make that gift yours. Try it on. See how it looks. Relationship with God is a good gift. And what's more, I think that we can let God's gift-giving be reflected in our gift-giving. Let me say that again. I think that we can let God's giving at Christmas impact our giving. Right? When you're buying presents in the next 4 weeks, you've already got all of your Christmas shopping done, haven't you? As you're buying presents, let your gift-giving reflect the gift that God has already given. Right? Think about that. God gave freely, not out of expectation or obligation. God gave generously, a gift that I could never repay. God gave lavishly, reaching out to pour his love on me when I really wanted nothing to do with him. And God gave to show us his love. This is love, not that we loved him, but that he loved us first and sent his son to be a sacrifice for our sin. Since God has loved you in that way, love others that way. Let us give freely, not out of obligation or expectation. Let us give lavishly, loving others the way that God has loved us. Let us give unconditionally, not to get a gift back, but giving to people who can't give back to us. You know, Compassion and Samaritan's Purse, other organizations like that are great ways to be able to send gifts of love out to people. Let us give with gratitude, knowing how deeply God loves us. And above all, let us give out of love. Let your gift giving reflect the gift that God has given, and receive that gift yourself. Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, thank you for sending your Son. And not just sending your Son to die on the cross. I mean, that's brilliant. That's the foundation of our lives. But not only did you did that to show us what love looks like. To show us how deeply you care for each and every one of us. God, remind us of that throughout this Christmas season. God, may that love stir in our hearts so that we know the value that you place upon us. The compassion with which you look on us. And God, may we reach out with that to others. God, prevent us from being distracted by tinsel and fancy lights and fancy dinners and these things. God, enable us to be fixed on your love and let us see that working its way out in the way that we treat our family this Christmas, in the way that we treat our neighbors, in the way that we treat one another. Jesus, thank you for coming. Continue to work in us until you come again. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand together for our closing songs.